I'll meet ya.
My name is Michael, and I am going to run a 5K. Now, you might be asking yourself, well, I'm sure you're asking yourself a lot of things, like who I am and why I'm talking about this on a podcast, and perhaps most importantly, why this podcast is moving on a feed that's about comic books. Well, if you're asking that first question, this is probably a bad first episode for you. So maybe go back and listen to some of the other episodes on the feed, get an idea of what Superman and Batman is actually about, and then come back. Because this is actually a separate show. But as for why I'm doing this podcast, first let me talk about why I've decided to run a 5K. When I was younger, I was overweight. I was never obese, well, maybe a technical definition, but not by what people think of when you talk about obesity. But I was overweight. And as I got into my late teens and 20s, I lost weight. But I was never fit. And I'm not fit now. I was never athletic. And I realize that some people are never technically athletic. But as I make my way through my 30s now, I realize I really need to start shaping up. Maybe it's a midlife crisis. Maybe it's just a whim. Whatever. I don't know. What I do know, though, is that I am a goal-oriented person, and rather stubborn, maybe too much so, according to some people. But if I set a goal for myself or am given a task with an objective, a clear objective, I'll get it done. As my grandfather used to say, come hell or high water. So I've set a goal for myself to run a 5K. Now, I realize that to some, a 5K might not be a big deal. I have friends and acquaintances that run, you know, 3, 4, 5 miles once a week or more. But a 5K really is a big deal. It takes a certain amount of training and discipline, certainly not as much as a marathon or a half marathon or something like the Tough Mudder competition, but it still takes hard work. So I've decided to do a series of episodes here for a couple reasons. Really 3 reasons, I guess. First, I hope this will serve as kind of a running journal, where I can document my progress for the benefit of myself down the road, as well as others. And that really ties into the second reason, in that while, as I said, a 5K isn't easy, it's very, very doable. And if documenting my progress, you know, my ups and downs and trials and tribulations will help someone else or encourage them to lace up and try it themselves, then that's great. This is my first time trying to run a 5K, even though I'm still very, very new at it. I've already learned some things that you need to do, some things that you definitely shouldn't do, and I really hope over the course of these episodes that I can talk about some of that. Not to be so pretentious as to say that, you know, I'm going to give you everything you need to know about running a 5K. There are lots of websites out there that offer tips and advice and do's and don'ts. But, you know, I just hope that I can contribute in some way. And I know I have well, I'm not going to say a lot, but several people that do listen to the show, and hopefully they'll listen to this and maybe get some encouragement to do it themselves. And the third reason really is, I guess, the most selfish of all, and that is that I need encouragement and to be held accountable. You know, telling yourself that you're going to run a 5K is one thing, but when you start telling other people, you kind of got to do it or you just look stupid. So this is going to be a series of episodes between now and the race date, which is September 27th, 2014. That's 118 days, a little less than 4 months away. This particular episode probably will be a little longer, but I see these as being, you know, quick 10-minute episodes once a week or so, maybe every 2 weeks, or probably every 2 weeks until we get a little closer, just to update my progress and what's going on. If you want to follow along, you can listen to them. If not, just wait a couple days and I will be back to talking about funny books. So, where am I at so far? I've been training for about a month now. I actually started training last June. The 5K I'm running in is part of an annual marathon conducted locally, and it's a Boston Marathon qualifier, actually, for those of you who, you know, do run the bigger races. But it's part of an annual marathon here locally, and while I did not plan on actually running the 5K last year, I knew even then that that was something I wanted to do eventually. And last year, I wanted to get as close as I could before the actual event. Unfortunately, for a variety of reasons I'd rather not get into, my training got derailed in late August, and I never got caught back up. I started over at one point, but then it got cold, and there was more stuff going on, and it was just a mess. So I started over, you know, basically from scratch this year. The plan I use for training is one I found at coolrunning.com. Not to be confused with Cool Runnings, the movie about the Jamaican bobsledders. This is coolrunning.com. And there are all kinds of plans out there. This is just one I found rather early last year. It seemed doable for me. You know, your mileage might vary. But if you go to coolrunning.com and click on the Couch to 5K link, you'll see the plan. And what it does is that it's a 9-week plan, which I've actually doubled to 18 weeks, to take 18 weeks. And it just slowly increases how much you run to kind of ease you into that 5K. Because, you know, if you're a beginning runner or beginner runner and just set out to run 3 miles, you're going to fail really quickly. You know, like I said, there are many plans out there, but most of them use this same type of technique. Anyway, I've been running for about a month now, so I finished the first two phases, and tomorrow, or today when you hear this, I will start the third phase, which should be interesting because the step between 2 and 3 is quite a bit bigger than the step between 1 and 2, so we'll see how that goes. Phases 1 and 2 have gone pretty smooth so far, even more so than I remember them going last summer. But I've also really had more things working in my favor this year. I bought some actual running shoes this season, rather than just the normal, you know, sneakers that I used last year. And I'm doing a lot better. This is the most important thing. I'm doing a lot better of a job stretching before and after the run, which I learned very quickly is absolutely critical. Last year, I was not good about stretching. In fact, the first maybe week or so that I went out to run, I did not stretch at all. And I ended up with some really, really painful shin splints that never really went away. And that's a lot of reallys. But they never really went away until late fall or early winter, long after I stopped running. Even after I started stretching better last year, it helped. It helped a lot. It made them tolerable. But they were still there and still giving me fits. I'm very thankful for a good friend of mine that, you know, taught me some stretches, and then I Googled and found some more. But if I only offer you one piece of advice, and again, I don't want to be so pretentious as to pretend that I'm an expert. I'm definitely not. But just in the, you know, the less than really less than 4 months that I've been running and really digging into this, that is probably the biggest thing that I've learned, is that you need to stretch before and after your run, or you're going to be in a lot of pain. But I've been running 3 or 4 times a week. I typically run Sunday, Monday, and Friday. Occasionally, I will run on Wednesday as well. That's kind of a flex day, depending on my schedule. The past couple weeks, I've actually been able to run on Wednesday. The weeks before that, I was not. Tuesday and Thursday are kind of temp days. You know, if I can't run on Sunday, Monday, or Thursday because of the weather or extra work at my job or whatever, I will shift to Tuesday or Thursday. I try not to run, I try not to run more than 2 days in a row, but, definitely not more than 3 days in a row because rest is very important. And that actually brings me to Saturday, which is my rest day. And that's a hard and fast rule that I've stuck to pretty well. I don't run on Saturday, period. As important as it's really important to keep a pretty regular schedule for your running, both just to get into the habit and to get your body used to doing it. But you also need to have a pretty regular rest day as well, just to let your body rest and reset. You can't get out there and run every day or work out every, no matter what exercise you're doing, you can't get out there and do it every day because you and your body are going to burn out really quick if you do that, which is something else that I learned pretty quick. And most of the sites I was looking at actually are pretty good about pointing that out. And it's weird, they're better at pointing out that than the stretching thing, which, anyway. The biggest problem I'm facing this year is my diet. I work second shift, and depending on the night, sometimes don't eat supper until 9 or even 10 p.m. And making things worse is that I don't eat breakfast, and am really bad about consistently eating lunch. And I know that that is a total recipe for failure. Since I normally run after work, and more on that in just a minute, I have to be very careful what I eat for what sometimes is my only meal of the day. Or I get side stitches or straight up feel like vomiting. I've never thrown up on or after a run, but I have ended up with some very sharp side stitches, which are not fun at all. I found that, let me say this first, I have a 30-minute commute to work, to and from work, so it's not possible for me to come home for dinner, and it's just not always easy to pack a lunch and have it at work, so I end up eating out, I would say, 95% of the time, and there's not, eating out and eating healthy don't always go together, but as far as, what I've been finding this year, I found that a turkey sub from Subway is ideal for me. If it doesn't get too much past 8 o'clock or even 8:30, I can usually do chicken. I try to avoid anything that's too heavy or too greasy. I ate a burger Friday night and struggled more on that night's run than I did the previous two. There weren't really many other variables, so I assumed that the giant grease burger and fries that I had for dinner was just too much. Last year, and I'll tell you this, last year, my second night of training, this was when I was first starting, fresh out of the gate, my second night of training, I had pizza, like a huge serving of pizza, breadsticks, the works, and this was 7 or 8 at night. And then I got home and tried to run after work. And let me tell you, that was a mistake of the highest order. I thought that, I literally thought that I was going to die. It maybe is the most miserable I have ever been in that kind of circumstance. So that was a hard lesson that I learned about eating right. But I learned it early, so it all works out. Anyway, what I need to do, and I know this, but what I need to do is just be more consistent in what I eat and when I eat it. Eating a couple smaller meals and doing so regularly rather than one big meal later in the day is what I need to accomplish. And that kind of brings me back to when I run. As I said, right now I run at night. I get home from work around 12:30 or 12:40. And then I let the dog out, change my clothes, I stretch, I go for a run. It's a great time of the night. I love the cool of the night. I live in a well-lit part of a small town, so there are no safety issues. And I also like the stress relief that it provides after work. Unfortunately, The 5K is in the morning. It starts at 8:30, I think. So I really need to shift my running to the morning. Probably, you know, late morning before work would be ideal for me. And then, you know, maybe the week before, start getting up a little earlier even than that and trying to run at 8:30 or 9, whenever the 5K is going to start. So sometime in the next couple weeks, I do plan to shift my running to the morning. It will mean getting up earlier and going to bed earlier, but it will also help me, I think, get my diet in order. After I run, I've always got the munchies. I need to refuel, so you know, I can run, I can have a light lunch, and then a healthy dinner later on. So all around, I think it's a win. Even if I wasn't running, I really do need to start eating more than one meal a day, because even as little as I know about health, I can imagine that's not exactly the most efficient way to a healthy lifestyle. But we'll see how that goes in the next couple days with Phase 3. I might actually start that this coming Wednesday. I'm off Tuesday and Wednesday, so that's a good day to shift my schedule around if I need to. But I will, I'll let you know how that goes next time I do one of these. I guess that's about it. I talked about the plan and when I run and the eating. Oh, I've started compiling a playlist of songs. I need something to fix my mind on when I run. So I've been listening to podcasts, and that works great, but it's not with absolutely no offense meant to any of the podcasts that I listen to. It's not especially motivating. It works great at the beginning of the run, but by the time I get into the second half, I'm realizing that I need something with more energy. So I've been kind of thinking and compiling a playlist and experimenting with different songs and different songs that have a beat and can keep me going, but not the kind of beat that throws off my rhythm, because I've noticed that that's another problem, in that I end up kind of, you know, running to the beat with certain songs. So, and that's bad, because, you know, you need to keep a steady pace when you run. And that's actually something else that I've been dealing with. In the last week and a half or so, it's gotten better, but I was starting off in way too high of a gear, and then finding myself too tired once I got later in the run. So I've tried to level that out and maintain a steadier pace throughout the run. I'm not saying I've mastered it yet, but it is definitely better, and I think that's what's made the past week better than, you know, any other run, is that I'm keeping a steadier pace, so I'm able to keep my energy level up throughout the entire run. But I'm going to keep working on that, and I will definitely let you all know how it goes. But I think that's about all for where I'm at right now. As I said, I plan to do one of these every couple weeks until race day, probably more frequently as the summer starts winding down. But until then, if you have comments, or if you want to share your experience in doing a 5K, especially, I'd especially like to hear from people talking about their first time running a 5K, if any of you are out there. But maybe you have a question for me, or just want to give me a good old, you know, attaboy. Feel free to email me at michael@greatkrypton.com. I probably won't be doing posts for these at the website, and I'm not sure if I will post them on the Facebook page for the normal podcast here. But I will definitely move them on iTunes, so you can get the episodes that way. And the email address is always open, and I would really, like I said, I'd really, really like to hear from you. Just to offer support or questions if you're thinking about doing it. So thank you very much for indulging me on this. I hope that you will, you know, not only stick with me for the next almost 4 months, but that it will also encourage you to maybe get out there and do the same. But that's all I've got for now, though, so I will talk to you next time.